So you have been working, working with the awareness of your respiration, developing your mindfulness of the breath, natural breath, normal breath, as it comes in naturally, as it goes out naturally. You have noticed your mind is a wild mind, wandering, and you are now training it, you are calming it, aware of the breath, aware of the breath. You find your mind is getting calmed down. The scattered mind gets concentrated. The scattered mind is a weak mind. When it gets concentrated, it becomes very strong. Then you can face all the problems of your life because you are mentally strong. If you are mentally weak, then you can't face your problems. You can't even study properly. The mind keeps on wandering here, there. Now as it becomes more and more concentrated, you will notice your memory becomes sharper and sharper. Your understanding of the subject becomes clearer and clearer. Your capacity to work increases. You get better results. And you are happier. To get the mind concentrated, one can use any object, the breath as the object. Why? One obvious reason is that the breath is always with you. From the time you have taken birth, you have been breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, asleep or awakened, sitting or standing, walking or lying down, eating or drinking. Another reason, it is truth. You don't imagine the breath. You are actually feeling it. You are with the reality of this moment. And if you develop this faculty to remain with the reality of the moment, you will find that you have started learning a happy way of life, art of living. If all the time the mind keeps on wandering in the past, wandering in the future, then you can't work properly. Another very important reason, it is that the breath is strongly related to your mind. And you have to make a thorough investigation of your mind. You will notice that whenever your mind becomes disturbed, the breath also becomes disturbed. The breath becomes slightly hard or fast, heavy. And when the mind is again calm, the breath becomes calm. When you are observing the natural breath, you are with the truth. You are with the truth. You don't disturb the natural flow of the breath. You don't disturb the truth that manifests itself from moment to moment, from moment to moment. You are just aware, just aware, just aware. And this will help you to go to the deeper levels of the mind and understand why the mind gets disturbed, what happens, how it happens, and how we can purify the mind. We can wash away the cause of the agitation of the mind, the negativities of the mind. This is very important reason why you are asked to observe pure breath, nothing but breath, as it is, as it is. Now keeping this in mind, start working. Start working. Sit comfortably in any posture that keeps you comfortable. Keep your back and your neck straight. Straight, but not tight. Relaxed. Like the shirt on the hanger, just straight. Eyes closed, gently closed. If you open your eyes, your mind is bound to get distracted. So keep your eyes gently closed. During meditation, always keep your eyes gently closed. Those who wear spectacles should take off the spectacles. When the eyes are closed, there is no purpose of wearing the spectacles. Keep your mouth also gently closed, because you have to breathe through the nostrils and not through the mouth. And entire attention on the area at the entrance of the nostrils. Always remaining aware of the incoming breath, the outgoing breath, as it is. If it is long, it is long. If it is short, it is short. Just remain aware. Do nothing. Don't make it a breathing exercise. Don't try to control the breath. As it is. As it is. observing the breath, suddenly the mind will wander away. Just bring it back. It has wandered away. Old habit of the mind is to wander away. Now your job is to bring it back. Bring it back on the awareness of respiration. Again you are aware. You are aware of respiration. Again suddenly it wanders away. You realize it has wandered away. Bring it back. Like this you have to work. Very patiently. Patiently. Persistently. Patiently. Continuously. You are bound to be successful. Bound to be successful. Continue to work. Continue to work. Continue to work. Mere awareness. Keep on working diligently, diligently, patiently, persistently. You are bound to be victorious, bound to be victorious, bound to be victorious. Good. Take rest.